Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about some divorce and custody issues. This podcast will give you bite-sized information to kind of help you navigate the road of divorce and custody and hopefully make it a little less bumpy and ease the transition for you. If you have some questions while you're listening to this podcast, you can email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 210-410-8013, or you can check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about extracurricular activities and daycare expenses and how those get divided in divorce and custody matters. So the first thing that I want to kind of stress is that as long as you and your spouse can come to an agreement as to how the expenses are divided, you can pretty much do whatever you want as long as it's within reason. However, if you don't agree, the judge is going to decide how the split is going to be. After your hearing, evidence, and testimony, they're going to decide who pays what. So I want to talk first about daycare. So daycare expenses used to be something that was taken out of a child support payment for daycare. But as you know, whether you're paying the child support payment or the daycare expense, that the daycare expenses per month could actually be more than your child support payment. So the shift has kind of been seen that judges are going to award a 50-50 split on daycare expenses on top of any child support payment that either you're paying or receiving. Now, that being said, every situation is different. And sometimes judges will take into consideration if one parent has a family member or doesn't have a need for the daycare, a judge I have seen where they will award the sole cost of the daycare to the spouse that needs it, and they won't make the other parent pay for something that isn't needed. So, like I said, every situation is different, but those are just some things to take into consideration. Now, in discussing extracurricular activities, that's a little bit more of a gray area because there's a lot of moving parts with extracurricular activities. There's expenses, practices, games, tournaments, competitions, depending on what type of sport the child is in. And a lot of times, some of that, either practices or tournaments or games, is going to fall over the other period, the other parent's period of possession. Now, a lot of times what the judge will order is that you both need to discuss the child being enrolled first into the extracurricular activity. And if there is no agreement, then the parent who wants to enroll normally bears the full expense of enrolling the child into the activity. But normally a judge will take into consideration that it may be for the best interest of the child depending on the activity and will ask that the parents comply with getting them to and from practices. So those are something to consider as they may fall over your period of possession. And at the end of the day, it's best to keep in mind that if you can agree, you'll have the most say in what happens as far as extracurricular or daycare. And just trying to keep in mind that it's for the best interest of the child and try to work as best you can and co-parent with the other parent. Because if that's not possible, which it's not always the case, a judge is going to decide the daycare, the expense, who's taking the child to extracurricular activity and who bears the expense of that, whether you want the child to be enrolled in that or not. Thank you for listening. And if you have any other questions, again, you can email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 210-410-8013. And if you like this episode, you can check us out on YouTube at Lawful Insight. And if you want to go ahead and subscribe and hit the like button. And you can also listen to us now on Spotify under Lawful Insight, or you can listen to us on Podbean and hit the subscribe and like button. Thank you for listening.